to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense. Hello, hello, hello. We are back and we hope you're enjoying this series about growth and fixed mindset. And what we're going to do this week is a little bit similar to what we did last week. We're going to throw out some statements and we want to get you guys to think about how it is that you're actually showing up. Engage a little bit about your own fixed and or growth mindset. And you know what? I want to just say that, you know, it's not like you need to have like, oh my gosh, I need to have a growth mindset around every single topic and every single thing that's out there, because that isn't necessarily true. Like, it's not judging your fixed mindset or it's not judging your growth mindset. And I'll just give you a really quick example. This is part of one of the questions. So I'm gonna read you the statement, then I'm gonna give you an example. So when something is hard, it makes me want to spend more time on it, not less. So think about that, right? When something is hard, it makes me want to spend more time on it, not less. And the interesting thing about that statement, and I would, you know, you can go from agree, you know, completely to disagree completely. And when I hear this statement, right, when something is hard, it makes me want to spend more time on it, not less. So sometimes running is hard and I still want to spend more time on it because I know that I can get better. I know that, you know, I want to get better. I want to learn more things. I want to challenge myself. Now, that would be, I would think, a growth mindset around that topic. You say the same thing for me, right? When something's hard, it makes me want to spend more time on it, not less. And you say Excel spreadsheets. I am absolutely 100% in a fixed mindset. I will spend like 4 minutes on it and say, I'm not doing it. Like, I know that I need one, but like, I don't want to waste my time. I don't want to waste my energy. And it's not time well spent for me. So I know that it's fixed and I don't really care that it's fixed. So I just want you to understand that it's not like being all airy-fairy, warm and fuzzy, like, oh my gosh, I have to have a growth mindset around everything. That's just bullshit.
I love it. That's such a great example because it's true. And that's not, we're not saying be 100% here in everything that you do. It's about also knowing what's important to you and how things align with your goals and your visions and your and what you want more out of in your life, right? Okay, so I want to go with another statement. Sound good, Kara?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so because we're going to give you a total of 4. So Karen just gave you 1. Here's the next one. This is a growth mindset statement. You can always change your talent a good amount, no matter how much you have. And I am going to, there's 2 things that this makes me think of. One is that Michael Jordan, right? So what was the name of that ESPN thing?
The Last Dance.
The Last Dance. So we watched, we still have 1 more to go. But Michael Jordan was very talented, top of his game. And he pushed himself because he knew he could even be more talented. It was amazing the dedication and mindset he had about being the best basketball player that there ever was. And the effort and the energy and his mindset of not I'm done to really have him excel. The whole documentary is just absolutely fantastic. And that's 1 category that makes me come up.
You know, Shannon, it's funny, even though you think about Michael Jordan and his growth mindset, it's not just about basketball, right? And here's a guy who even went and tried to, you know, well, he did. He played professional baseball. So, you know, so even though he wasn't the, you know, greatest of all time, in baseball, he still had that growth mindset about the challenge and just going after something.
You know, the other area that I totally see this happening all the time is with coaches. And I do actually feel that a lot of coaches have a fixed mindset about their talent as a coach. They take one program, one class, and then they're like, I'm done. I got my skills. I got what it is that I need. And there is no more to learn. And it's fascinating because, you know, obviously, Karen, you and I have a lot of the same value around growth and learning when it comes to coaching and skill set and mastery and being able to coach in the way that we coach and then help other people become coaches. Obviously, this is a huge foundation for us, but the amount of people who are just like, yeah, I went through a program and it was pretty comprehensive, but I think I'm good. I have to really challenge you. I've been coaching since 2007. You've been coaching since
2010.
And there is so much more that I am learning all the time. My knowledge will never stop. I will be the Michael Jordan approach to coaching and the skill because the talent can get better. You can ask better questions. You can be more efficient. There are so many ways that it can be a game changer if you continue to learn.
I agree. And you only know what you know.
That is a true statement.
Right? So it's about like what there's and what you know is only a fraction of what's really out there. So how do you just get out of your own, you know, think about it. We've been talking about comfort zones. How do you get out of your own comfort zone of your own little bubble of your one thing that you went through and think that you're like, oh my gosh, I reached the pinnacle. You haven't even like gotten over the first hump a lot of times because you just don't even know what else is the opportunities out there to learn and grow even more.
Yep. All right, so let's go on to the next statement, and I will share the one of I like work the best when it makes me think hard, right? So that is a growth mindset, and it's about learning as part of the fun, part of the process, and thinking hard is really helping using like critical thinking skills and creativity and different ways to be pushed to focus on a new approach or a new method or a new learning. But it's really about the value of thinking hard. What are you giggling about over there, Sullivan? I see that.
I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay. But it's the approach about thinking hard is really for a bunch of people can be the fuel behind what it is you're trying to achieve.
Right. And it's that consciously choosing also. What is it that you're really, you know, what are you thinking hard on? Right? What are the costs? What are the benefits? Yeah, I know I just said that. All right. I'm gonna go tell you why I was laughing and it wasn't because I just said what I said. But so I take notes, Jen, before we talk, and I jot down some notes in handwriting, and I'm looking at this, and the next statement here that I have to read is, I like doing things that I'll learn from, even if I make a lot of errors. And I wrote down this, and my chicken scratch here, and I wrote down YOG, and I'm like, what the hell is YOG? And how am I going to ever tie that into I like doing things I'll learn from, even if I make a lot of errors? But it actually is 409. So anyway, and the reason why I wrote that down is that this makes me think about experiments. This makes me think about, you know, you learn as you make mistakes and as you grow. And right, it's that old thing, right? Formula 409. Why is it called Formula 409? Because it took them 409 times to get the right formula to actually make the cleaning product the way they did. But think about that. It's about asking yourself, great, I failed, what did I learn? Okay, if I'm in something, I like, hey, fail quick, fail often, and learn from it. Like, and then what do you keep? Where do you go? Where do you get? What's your next steps? So if you can take your own, what I like to say, your own white lab coat, right? And insert yourself in an experiment here, it's almost like you look for errors because you want to just continually get better.
I love that. Y-O-G or 409. Yaj. We should make it mean something.
At first I thought I was talking about yogurt, but...
That's funny. Yaj, you only grow. Anyway, so those are the four statements about the growth mindset. And if you, again, go back, listen to this podcast and start to rate yourself between disagree to agree, go out maybe, you know, six different levels of that and seen. And the more that you agree with the statement, the more you have a growth mindset. Now, this isn't about getting a growth mindset. Back these statements up with how you approach things. How does this come with working with your kids? How does this come in terms of finances? How does this show up when it comes to working with your clients? Different types of topics, what comes in here. And so that you can really see where it is that you fall.
And don't forget, people, mindsetworks.com is where we pull these questions from.
All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye. Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our no BS in crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
You're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.